You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Your host, Michael. And now, in the hot seat, the hostess with the mostest. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Chris. I love that. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone, and good Sunday to you, and I'm filling in tonight as host, and you know that sometimes life has a way of throwing us a curveball. Well, we got one this week. Yeah, we did. Michael's a little bit under the weather. He wanted to come, but he had an unexpected visitor, a painful kidney stone.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's on painkillers, and he just wouldn't be very good sitting in the seat today. So I'm in the hot seat today. So anyway, I'd like to welcome you all to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's your show, and I would like to say that, as Michael always does, that this show is the bridge between the low vision, the visually impaired, and the sighted community. And the show really is the bridge because, as you all know, or if you don't know and you're just tuning in, I am sighted, and I've learned so much since Michael lost his vision a few years ago. So it is the bridge. And before I go any further, I just would like to thank David Hillebrandt for joining our membership. Thank you so much, David. And David is the customer care professional at the Lighthouse Central Florida Orlando, and he joined our membership, and now he has unlimited access to the archive podcasts as well as many other perks for the membership. So thank you, David. We really appreciate it. And so now in the studio, usually we say to the right is my wife, and well, today the wife is sitting here, and to my left, well, Chris is in the studio across the other side of the glass. Here's Chris Shaw, Thanks for being here, Chris.
Hey, anytime. I got you back.
All righty. And to my left is Sharon McDonald. And Sharon is the call center supervisor at the Lighthouse Central Florida here in Orlando. And she designs and she develops and she administers and evaluates training programs in connection with Foresight 360 goals. And also, Sharon has her degree in forensic, I said science. What did you say before?
Psychology.
Forensic psychology. So we're looking forward to learning all about that and what Sharon's role is at the Lighthouse. And to my right is Richard Aline, who brought Sharon. And Richard is also from the... Why don't you introduce yourself, Richard?
It's great to be here, Lynn. My name is Richard, and I am the communications manager at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, welcome aboard. So here we are. Okay, so let's see what we're going to do here. All right, so Sharon, what's that?
You know what? We got to give credit to where credit is due.
Oh, right, this hour.
That's right. Hold on, here we go.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
All right, there we go.
So okay.
Thank you to all of our sponsors that sponsor us. You guys are the bomb, and we really do appreciate you because we can't do this show without you.
That's for sure. Okay, so Sharon, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with the Lighthouse?
Thank you, Lane. It's truly a pleasure to be here with you and to share a little about myself and what I do at Lighthouse Works. My name is Sharon McDonald. As Lane told you earlier, I grew up on the island of Jamaica. I've been blind since I was 8. Going on 9 years old due to 2 separate accidents. I grew up blind. Shortly after becoming blind, I went to the school for the blind in Jamaica where I learned to type. I learned orientation and mobility skills and Braille. Soon after about 4 years of attending the school there, I was mainstreamed, and so I went on to regular high school in Jamaica where I did state exams like everybody else. And I went to the University of the West Indies for a short while, struggled socially and dropped out. And after that, I started working with the government of Jamaica as an assistant social worker. Gave birth to 2 beautiful children back when I was in Jamaica. But after a while, really got frustrated with my life, and I wanted something better. I met a young man, got married, and I migrated to the United States, where I lived in New York for about 5.5 years. And that's where I attended John Jay College of Criminal Justice, where I got my degree in forensic psychology. I lived in New York with my kids and husband for 5 years, and you know, when that marriage went south, I relocated to Orlando, where I had friends at the time. So when I came to live in Orlando, I was unemployed for a while. And after a year, I got a job at Orlando Police Department, where I worked in the communications department. I worked there for 2 years, after which, due to budgetary constraints, that department was closed, and I found myself unemployed again with 2 children to support. At that point, I became a client of Division of Blind Services, which is a part of the Department of the Florida Department of Education. And at the time, to boost the economy, the government was investing in different programs. And one of the programs they invested here in Central Florida in was customer service training at Lighthouse. At the time, they were also training for contract management closeouts. And I think those were the 2 programs at the time. And another program called Ability to Market, where as blind and visually impaired persons, we were trained how to build resumes, how to effectively market ourselves for employment. So I enrolled in the Ability to Market program initially. After successfully completing that, I went on to customer service enabled by technology, And at the end of that training, I was offered a job in the call center at Lighthouse, which was about to be opened back in March of 2011. So I started out on the phones as an agent. I've worked all the customer service positions at Lighthouse. I was the front desk receptionist. I worked in the call center as an agent and did well. Then I was promoted to assistant trainer, and I'm now trainer and supervisor of that call center.
Wow. Can we go back a little bit when you first started? I wanted to ask you, what exactly is forensic psychology for those of us who are not sure?
Okay, so forensic has to do with the law, and psychology is what it says, study of the human mind. So where those two meet, it's how the law is impacted by the mental state of an individual. So when people commit crimes, or, you know, when we do research to see who are potential criminals, we look at the psychology. We do profiles of people and their circumstances that are likely to become criminals. And when there are people within the criminal justice system, forensic psychologists will do an assessment of them to see how to better get them not to more or less stop the recidivism rate.
Sharon, I would like to give the phone number out in case anybody would like to talk to you and has a question, okay? The phone number here is 407-494-1680, and we're talking to Sharon McDonald, and she works at the Lighthouse Central Florida. She's in charge of the call center. Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but okay. I wanted, in case anybody would like to talk to you.
Yeah, so forensic psychology is really how the law and psychology impacts each other.
We have a caller, Chris?
Yes, we have Miss Sharon right here from Orlando.
Yeah, I got confused because we're talking to Sharon.
Right, well, Sharon, we have Sharon on the phone line.
Okay.
And want to ask Sharon a question.
There we go.
Hey, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome.
I think Chris is wrong. It's Sheila.
Oh, it's Sheila.
Sheila, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Sharon, and
I'm
sorry.
That's a coincidence.
You know, that's the disadvantage of being sighted, Chris.
Sheila, she wants to make you my
guys. Guys, I am so glad that you guys are there. Hi, Sharon. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Richard. It's good to hear all of you.
Yes, yeah, Sheila.
And we have somebody else here too right now. We have Glenn Allgood, who is morning.
Glenn is there as well.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Sheila.
Oh, hey, Glenn. I haven't met you, but it's nice to know that you're there.
It's great.
Sheila, let me just tell Sheila.
I've known you quite a while, but I think my question to you is: what would your advice be to those persons who are listening to the show who just feel like there is no way they can get a job? What would you recommend they do to try to get a job at Lighthouse Works? And it's so good to hear you on the show. I've known you for a long time. So I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay, Sheila.
Thank you,
no
Sheila.
Problem.
Bye.
So at Lighthouse Works, we have two main lines of business. There's a contact center, and there's also the sourcing and fulfillment section to the business. To get employed at Lighthouse Works in the contact center, the main things are needed. Your computer skills really need to be on par. Not just be able to use a computer, but to be efficient in the way you're able to navigate different applications. Because the phones we do use in the call center are cell phones that are web-based. When we partner with a company, information about clients, stuff like that, it's in a database. So everything we do in the contact center depends on your ability to use a computer. Then all equally important is your customer service skills. You must be personable, upbeat, be able to problem solve and quickly and efficiently deal with problems when customers call in. So that's important to being gaining a job and being successful in the contact center. For fulfillment, the fulfillment as foreseen, I think your fine skills must be excellent, because you must be able to pack the things that are required, do it quickly, and do it according to the specifications of the companies that we are contracting. So definitely those, I would say, are some of the skills needed to be gainfully employed and to get a job at Lighthouse Works.
We got to get ready to go to break. Right. But right after the break, I got a question, because I'm really inspired by you right now as to to what you do for your situation that you're in. So we'll be right back going into break.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind to Beyond radio show, and I'm your host today. This is Lynn Golder, and I'm glad you're all here and joining us for the two-hour program. And I'd like to say that we had a new guest come in when we were during the break, and I'd like to welcome Glenn Allgood.
Yay!
And Glenn is the morning host of the Yolanda Adams Show on WOKB 1680 here in Orlando.
That I am. That
yes,
I am.
You are.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
You're welcome. We love that you're here. And I know
Michael, get well.
Yeah.
And don't move a lot.
That's right.
Don't move around, Michael.
Well, actually, he's been going up and down the stairs.
Michael.
Trying to loosen it.
Oh, Jesus.
his own remedy.
I like that the reentry song. You guys know I like doo-wop anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping he would be here
well, you're
so we
come
could.
Back.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah, I will.
Right
I
now.
I wanted to.
You're coming, my witness is here.
There it is.
You're coming back.
Chris, I wanted to harmonize with the bump, 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 bump. She wadi wadi bump, 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 bump. She wadi wadi bump, bump.
All right.
Yeah. Okay,
all
okay,
right.
Okay.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
And I'd like to reintroduce Richard Aline, the communications director at Lighthouse Central Florida, Orlando.
Richard, thanks very much.
And Sharon McDonald to my left, the call center supervisor at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Wow.
Thank you. So we were talking to you about your background and how you got to Lighthouse, and I think Chris had a question for you.
I also wanted to add something about getting employment at Lighthouse.
Right. Did you have a question, though, Chris?
Yeah, because I'm just truly intrigued. You said since the age of 8, you've been out of sight.
Yes.
And what motivated you to say, hey, no matter what, I'm still good. I still got to survive. I still got to live. I still got to go on and take care of my family and still have a life. What motivated you?
So I must tell you, when I first got blind at 8, I thought I was the only blind child. I at that point, I only knew elderly persons who were blind. So I was very sensitive about it. If other people would ask, what's wrong with your eyes? I would start crying right away. But when I went to the school for the blind, and there were other blind kids there, and they were running, playing, doing all the things that my sighted friends did before I got blind, I didn't think they were blind. Even when I got to the school for the blind, I thought I was the only blind child. Until we started interacting in our dormitories, and I realized they're just as blind. And so over time, I got adjusted. I'm not going to tell you that from that first day, I was highly motivated and I had all the ambition I have today. For many years, it was double-minded thinking. Okay, I wanted to be a psychologist since I was a little girl, but there was a part of me that was thinking, I'm not even sure that's going to happen. And as I got exposed to other successful blind people, they became my role models. I remember my mother, she not knowing much about blindness and the opportunity, she said, oh, well, you can play the piano like Rachel.
Or Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, and I was thinking, Mama, don't be crazy. There's not a musical talent in my small finger. And for a while, I thought, okay, maybe I could be a typist, a stenotypist. But there was a part of me that just wanted more, always wanted more. So I went on to university, but what became my main motivation was when I became a mother. And I realized that these are my children, and I have to provide for them. Not only do I have to provide for them, I have to be a motivation to them. And that's what has spurred me to really push for more and more in my life. And I don't think, knowing me, I could not settle and lay down and just fall asleep just because I got blind. I have, if I may say so, a resilient spirit. And I remember also as a little girl reading about Helen Keller. And I was thinking, if Helen Keller is blind and she was deaf and she could leave her mark on the world, I have no excuse not to do the same. And so that has spurred me on. When
wow.
life hits me down, there's always
wow.
something to force me to get up again.
That's great. Lynn, if I may, Sharon, what you said struck home with me. When you said that you thought that only blind people were older people,
mm-hmm.
Truth be told, I was thinking the same thing. As a kid, you know, you have these images in your mind. And all you see, I grew up seeing Stevie Wonder, Jose Feliciano, you know, all the other people that were blind were adults. So you never think about tying blindness with youth or children. So Lighthouse has programs for kids too?
Yes, we do. We have the early intervention program for blind babies 0 through 5 years old. And then we have what is called the school age program, where children from 6 through to 14, they're a part of that program. And then we have the transition program, where we work with teenagers from 14 through to the end of their high school years, Sharon, which is about 21.
Excuse me. One of the reasons why I'm... Correct me if I'm wrong. One of the reasons why Glenn wanted to join us tonight was that he wanted to learn more about the blind community and mm-hmm. also to share it with the sighted people such as ourselves.
Right.
And just get the word out there to educate people. And so everybody knows somebody that might need some assistance from the Lighthouse locally. Or
yes.
any part of the country, actually, where there's a lighthouse or an organization for the blind. It's a message to get out. Am I correct, Glenn?
She's absolutely correct, because I was listening for the last couple Sundays, and it's just fascinating because as a sighted person, we take everything for granted.
We do.
And I was listening to Michael, and just like now, when we introduced ourselves, you reached toward me. And I was like, wow, how'd she know? You know what I'm saying? These are innocent questions that sighted people have that we just don't know. We don't have an inkling about the things that you guys go through. And so it's really good. Like Michael says, that Blind and Beyond is a bridge for the sighted and, the degrees.
Just the visually
low vision.
Impaired,
there you go.
Visually impaired and blind community.
And you hear me trying to be PC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct,
so
right?
Understood completely. That's
okay. Fine. So,
you know, Glenn, it's interesting that you said that. Just yesterday, my daughter and I, we were talking. She's 18 now. So she said, Mom, I just find it strange when people say, you guys must help your mom a lot. She said, yeah. I came out of the womb helping my mother. At 3 months, I was leading her. I was cooking the food in the house, because she thinks, oh, why would people think that I'm your help, Mom? You had a life before I came along. Like any other child, you're my mom. You take care of me. But people have a tendency to think that, you know, children of somebody who is blind or visually impaired is losing out on so many things in life. But that's not necessarily true, because you become a parent, you have an obligation, like anybody else, to provide quality life for your child.
But you're so positive. I mean, I can think of so many people out there just listening and sitting at home, and this is one of the things that Michael always says too. Stop sitting there. Get off your tushy and go do something. Make a phone call. Call the Lighthouse.
Right, and Glenn makes an interesting point, and you're right, this is a bridge, and we as a sighted community sometimes just have these perceptions that aren't really based in reality, but it's based in ignorance, because we don't know.
Right.
In Central Florida, there are upwards of 50,000 individuals who are blind or visually impaired and who could benefit from the services that Lighthouse Central Florida offers, but you don't see them in the community because they don't have the training, they don't have the skills that they need to go out and cross the street, to go out and live independently. And, and that's why... You don't see them. That's why we don't interact.
We didn't know about Lighthouse when Michael lost his vision. I looked it up on the computer. We didn't know one blind person to even ask, and we didn't know where to go, but we found Lighthouse. So hopefully it'll get the word out.
I came into interaction. There was a young lady while I was in college in my latter years, getting ready to get out. She came into school, and she was blind, and she wanted to join the gospel choir because we sung in the choir. I'm like, whew, this is going to be a task, because, you know, I think I'm security to everybody. Mm-hmm. So when I saw her, you know, I went and introduced myself. And like Glenn said, she had already stuck her hand out. And she was like, well, I knew you were here because I could smell your cologne.
You use different cues. Like Glenn spoke. So I followed the sound of his voice to know exactly where to reach out to shake
your
his hand.
Your senses are keen.
And, you know, when you meet somebody, norm is you greet them. Right. So I greeted him by shaking his hand.
Now, how do you guard against falling into the old woe is me thing, the syndrome? How did you transition from there? Well, you were at Lighthouse from an early age, but you've seen people that have come in and they're like, you know, they're old woe is me, that the poor me
40s,
syndrome.
40s, 50s, 60s years old.
Did Michael go through that?
Not really. That's not Michael.
He didn't.
I don't think Mike would be that kind of do that.
No, we found the solution, and we just did it, because he's not one to just sit still.
Sometimes the woe is me syndrome is fed by your family. So you have to know what you want. Is this the end of your life? Some families, in thinking that they are doing good, they take care of you rather than enable you. Yeah. And there comes a point when you, the individual, must say, okay, am I going to be like this for the rest of my life, meaning other people take control of my affairs, or am I going to take over? Because I told my mother when I was a little girl, you won't always be around. What will happen to me when you die?
What did she say?
And, you know, she just stopped because I guess she never thought about life beyond her. She was thinking she would always be there. Right. But I knew one day I could have gone before her, but chances are my mother would have gone before me. And I had to live beyond her. Sure. And that became something that pushed me to learn to cook, to learn to really use my orientation and mobility skill as a teenager.
So life doesn't stop with impaired vision.
No. As a teenager, I would not use my cane because I thought there was a stigma attached to the cane. Everybody would see that I'm blind.
Sharon?
But as I grew...
Excuse me one second, Glenn. One of the things we learned, and I'm sorry I have to interrupt because I should reach over to you when I want to say something, mm-hmm. Sharon, so I don't interrupt you. One of the things that we learned is that by consensus that it's really, I mean, I have my vision, but I've just hear that it is more difficult when you lose your eyesight later on in life than as a child, because as a child, you know, you go through it from childhood and you're trained all the way.
Right. But
somebody like Michael or myself or you, and we all of a sudden wake up one morning
yeah.
and our retina
is bitter.
Attached.
I'd be bitter.
Right?
I'd be hurt.
Well, yeah.
I'd be distraught.
And you know what, absolutely. Glenn, that's okay, absolutely. Because it's mourning a loss. If you lost a loved one, you will go through all of those
grieving
stages.
Process, yeah.
And it's the same for your sight. And the average sighted person think their life is centered around their ability to see. So there's this fear that is associated with going blind. But exposure to other people who are blind, I can't say how much that is valuable. Because if you stay at home and it's just you, you're going to stay in that pity party forever. But if, as Lynn said, if you get up and you try to get involved, you know, if you hear about a program, try to go. Like at Lighthouse Central Florida, we do independent living skills training where we have classes to teach you how to navigate your environment at home, how to cook differently now that you're blind, how to sew as a blind person, how wow. to do so many of the things that you could do when you were able to see, just applying different techniques.
Right.
As now that you're blind.
As Judy Matthews said last week, it could be very overwhelming, but you could come in and just learn one thing or just take a tour and look around and see, oh, this looks interesting. You know, you don't have to do everything at once and master everything at once.
Listen, we have Sheila back on the phone line, and she want to comment on the response to Whoa, It's Me. Sheila, how you doing? I got it right this time.
Thank you, Chris. I am sorry, guys. I'm calling back, but I am so intrigued with the conversation, and this is my heart, as Sharon knows, and Richard, kind of, sort of. You know, I want people to understand that depression is normal. I went through depression for a long time. And when you lose your vision, you will go through a depression. The good thing is there are groups, and there are ways to get out of the depression. So that's what people need to understand, is it's normal to be depressed.
It was just a phase, Sheila?
It's a phase.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? It's a life-changing thing.
Oh, yes.
When you can't do what you always did, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap. What do I do now? I'm just going to sit here and feel sorry for myself. But that's what the organizations are for, and that's what Lighthouse is for. You know, thank God for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind and Florida Council of the Blind and Lighthouse, and just meeting people that are going through the same thing you go through, because if you are sitting in your house thinking you're the only blind person in the world, then you know what? You're not.
Sheila, we have to go to break now, but thank you for calling and telling
us
your thoughts.
Love you.
You know the drill.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila. All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back to you right after these messages.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
I like that part right there.
Boat, boat, boat.
Come back every week and harmonize with Chris. I can't do that.
Wah, 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 wah. Remember Bowser? Anybody remember Bowser?
Happy Days.
Yeah. Bowser, yeah. And they do it.
Good
night. Yeah, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart.
See, he knows.
Oh, my gosh.
That's impressive.
Well, guess what? You just rejoined the Blind and Beyond radio show, believe it or not. A little harmonizing. This is cool. I love it. We're going to go to our trivia. And just to remind you, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Alrighty, Glenn.
Well, I'm Glenn Allgood, and this is what I do every morning. I've been doing this for a while. I introduce songs,
there you go,
Glenn. And so we want to know who are the artists that recorded this song. Chris is going to play it. Not the Jeopardy. Not that. I think. Here we go. 407-894-1680.
He's so fine.
great.
I was 13. It's just a matter of
time. He's a soft-spoken guy. All right. Who are the artists that recorded this song?
And I forgot to tell what they win.
Yeah, what do they win?
Hello. You will win a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. That's nice. If you win.
Yeah, go get you one of those Dunkachinos and one of those donuts. Listen, who are the artists that recorded that song? I'll give you a hint. It was the spring of 1963.
No way.
I was 13.
No way, really?
You weren't even born, Chris.
Yeah, like, really?
It might have been a twinkle in my daddy's eye. 1963, you're going to win a $10 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts if you can name the artist of that song right there.
Do I count? Good.
No.
God, I'm gonna win 1 week.
So just the artist, they should just already have the title, right?
They should.
That was
because
the title was given in the beginning.
Yeah.
Look at Sharon; she's over there in deep thought.
Yeah. I guess, like Chris, I guess I was still a twinkle in my daddy's eyes. All right.
So wait, Sharon, you don't have no idea?
No, I love the song, but I can't think.
What year did you come here from Jamaica?
2001.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is, yeah. Well, do you like oldies?
Yes, I
do. Well, Michael always picks songs from the 50s and 60s, and I try to, you know, move.
Try to come
70s
a
up. Well, some of the late 60s
I like. I know the song because I used to hear it all the time when my aunt and them used to play it growing up. So I know the song. I just never knew who actually sung the song. Yeah. Like I told you, I'm the prince of old school hip hop and R&B. Glenn would be considered the king of old school hip hop and R&B.
Well, again, who are the artists that recorded that song? Can I give away the title? No, don't
Chris
do that.
Is saying, no. Don't we have do a it. Caller. I think she knows.
407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. If you get it correct, you get a $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Correct.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
They've got good coffee and great donuts. Mm-hmm. And they've been generous enough to give it to the Blind and Beyond show.
And cool. I haven't been over there to grab one of their coffee cups yet, but I said I'm going to get there one day. I'm going to get to the edge where I can drink coffee. I just got to push to that coffee mug.
So we have a caller?
Not yet.
Or we're waiting.
We're still waiting on the caller. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 is the number to dial if you want to win that gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. All right?
All right. So we were talking to Sharon. Where were we, Sharon?
So we were talking about how to get out of that woe is me.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Stage. Okay.
Get off of the pity pot.
I mean, sometimes it's not as easy as that. Mm-hmm. But if they are determined to make something of their life, it will eventually happen.
Let me something else. I've always been in customer service before I did radio, before I was a radio announcer.
Yeah.
I was out in the hospitality industry here. And we had visually impaired people, people who were hearing impaired come. And those, you can tell those who've had some type of training, they're adjusted. Some who are not, there's this old stereotype amongst us that hear that there's a chip on their shoulder. And could you talk about that? Because more often than not, those that had that were visually impaired or hearing impaired, when they came, they would call us the sighted or you guys can hear or whatever. They'd have this like chip on their shoulder.
You know what, though?
You talk about that?
This world is made up of all types of people.
Yeah.
And even people who are able to see, you have some people who have chips on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And some who don't.
Mm-hmm.
So while with training, we hope that people will be able to accept themselves for who they are and, you know, function effectively. They will, due to personality traits, Some people with all the training in the world will still have chips on their shoulders.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether because they're still in that woe is me stage, or sometimes it might have to do with self-esteem problems, which are completely separate and apart from the fact that they are blind or visually impaired.
Uh-huh.
Those are just personality issues that needs to be dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And people might think, oh, it's because you're blind. It's not because you're blind. Uh-huh. It's because there are other personality issues that needs to be handled.
Okay.
So while I do understand that we can come across sometimes as having a chip on our shoulder, it's not always blindness related.
Good stuff. Now listen, hold on just a second. We've got Maddie from Orlando. She's ready to answer the trivia question. Hey, Maddie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, doolang, 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 doolang. You want to do it with me?
Doolang, doolang, doolang.
Ah, you did good, Maddie, doolang, Maddie. All right. Well, we've got a $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card on the line. If you can name it. Chris, can we hit the track one more time?
You want one more time?
One more time. One just more go time. One more time go. And then maybe the intro then. Doolang, oh, my gosh. That is so good.
Doolang, doolang, what do you want me to do? He's
so fine. All right. Maddie, it's on you. Who are the artists that recorded this song?
The Chiffons.
Yay!
That was easy.
Congratulations, Maddie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Lynn.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm sorry to hear about Mike. I'll tell him I love him.
I will tell him. I'll tell him you send your love. That's very sweet. Thank you. He'll be so happy to hear that. All right. Well, congratulations, and we'll send you out the card, okay? Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Maddie, hold on for one moment, all right? Let me talk with you one moment,
all
right?
Yeah, he needs your address.
Wow.
Okay.
All righty.
She got that. The Chiffons.
Sharon, what do you think about this interrupting all the time?
That's okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, she got it. Maddie loves oldies.
That's really
cool. Oh, yeah. That's her forte. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that might not be fair. So now, listen, we were talking about the, how long is the program at Lighthouse?
You mean the training program?
Yeah, the training program. And what does it cost? Does it cost anything?
No, it costs nothing to the clients.
Amazing.
There's no charge to the clients that come in for training at Lighthouse Central Florida. Some for the ILS program, I think it lasts 6 to 8 weeks where they come in 2 days per week.
Correct.
Access technology is tailored according to the initial assessment. Access technology is when you're blind or visually impaired, to be able to use the computer, we have either a magnification program that makes things on the monitor larger, or there are screen reading programs like people like me who are blind and not able to see the monitor any at all. We have these programs that reads. It reads the HTML coding and tells you what's on the computer screen. So that's what we do in access technology.
So the computer talks to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's called a screen reader.
Yes, a screen reader. So that's what we do in access technology training. We train our clients to use Microsoft Office Suite by utilizing the whether the screen reader or the magnification program. That's tailored according to your needs, whether or not you're going into academics or you're going into the world of work or you just want to use your computer for personal entertainment at home. We also do training in the Apple products, so if you get an iPhone and you need help how to use that or an iPad, we have training available in those areas. We also have the vocational rehabilitation side of our training where after you finish access technology, you finish independent living training, and now you're ready to go back into the world of work. You come in and we help you to build your resume, to build your network, and to go out and start that job search. So it all depends on the initial assessment, where you are on the rehabilitation line, and, you know, how much more you need to get to that point and what your end goal is. That's how the program is designed.
Sharon, I just wanted to go back to the earlier question that Glenn had, where he mentioned interacting with either someone who is visually impaired or deaf, and sort of sensing that what you term maybe a chip on your shoulder. A lot of it too is the sighted community doesn't always know how to interact with someone who may happen to be, you know, quote unquote disabled? Do you over offer help? Do you on the other side of the spectrum freeze and not do anything at all? You know, so there's that sort of initial awkwardness.
Yes, sir.
You know, Sharon, can you speak to that?
And
sort of self advocating for, you know, this is who I am. This is, you know, how I want you to, you know, treat me, help me, not help me. Speak a little bit to that.
Some of it also is perception.
Right.
So, for instance, Glenn, I come here to 1680,
yes,
and you are already working here. I come in as a visually impaired worker.
Yes, ma'am.
You might feel that whenever you offer me help, I should receive it because you're being kind. So I might come up to the door, and without greeting me and saying, Sharon, good morning, this is Glenn, you just grab onto me and pull me over to my desk where you think I should be going.
Yeah, you need help.
I might resist you and stand because I'm thinking, who is this?
Right.
And why is he doing that? And because I resist you, you might think, oh, she have a chip on her shoulder. Or you might say things to me like,
all I'm trying to do is help you.
I might say, I'm going to a party this weekend. And you, Glenn, might say, what are you doing at a party? You're blind. What are you doing at a party? You might not even mean it as offensive as it comes out, but right away, I'm going to start reacting to that. I say, what do you mean what I'm doing at a party? You don't expect me to have a life like you? And so many times, that's what.
That's it.
That's exactly
so
it.
So many times, that's how that conflict comes.
She hit the nail. She's hitting it.
The perception, the seen person feels that whatever they dish out, that visually impaired person must just receive. Because you're being kind. After all, I'm accommodating you in my world.
Right.
While the blind person don't feel that way. They feel they deserve the respect that you would show to any of your other friends or co-workers.
That's the crux of it, right?
Yeah.
Listen,
a lot of time people
are
going to help you more, and that visually impaired person wants to be your equal.
Listen, we have to get ready to take another break. We'll be right back with more from Sharon, Glenn, Richard, and Lynn.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. And we're back to Blind and Beyond.
We're back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And
and we're glad to have you. And by the way, when you get a chance, check out our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And visit our Facebook page, which is just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'd love to have you join it to check it out. And on the website, you can find out program updates and all about the show. And hopefully you'll go to the store and you'll sign up for a membership for unlimited access to the podcast and much more. So anyway, we're back. And if you'd like to call in and say hello, the phone number is 407-894-1680. And I have here with me in the studio, besides Chris behind the glass.
Did you hear that announcer voice he put on?
I know.
And we're back.
Yeah, he loves that. We're talking to Sharon McDonald from Lighthouse Central Florida and Richard Aline from Lighthouse Central Florida and Glenn Allgood from WOKB Radio.
It's me.
Yeah. All right. So where were we? We were talking about chip on shoulders. Chips on a shoulder? Chip
yeah.
on shoulder.
Yeah.
Chip on
shoulder.
That's what I said, but Richard kind of put it a little bit better than
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, he said a whole lot better than the way we would have said it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Sharon really got to the crux of the issue.
She did. And it was really cool.
I think it's really important to illustrate that.
Because for us, we'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Right, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Why you got to be like that?
Sharon, have you actually ever convinced anybody to go to Lighthouse? Anybody else that you know that you've met that's visually impaired or blind?
Almost all the blind and visually impaired people I know here in Central Florida either already know about Lighthouse Central Florida or are clients of Lighthouse mm-hmm. Central Florida. I'm aware of the fact that there might be many people, especially in our immigrant population, who might not know about the programs. And just recently I was making an offer that, you know, maybe if I need to go out into the West Indian community and do some, you know, public awareness, I'm willing, because this program is a great program and it's available to all. It's a life-changing program, and I would hate to think that there's anybody sitting at home that needs these services and don't know about it or cannot mm-hmm. access it, especially if the people needing the services are children, because children are our future. And like any other child, our blind and visually impaired children can. They have a contribution to make, and a wow. contribution that they can make. But sometimes I know it's difficult for the parents to accept and to trust to let go of their children to become the people that they're meant to be in society.
Why don't you or Richard or both of you let the people know, the audience, that live in the Central Florida location, how to reach Lighthouse if they need to?
Sure. I mean, we're online at lighthousecentralflorida.org, but you can certainly call
407-898-2483.
I don't know why I blanked there for a second. But 407-898-2483, or we're online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. It's the best way to reach
And
it.
We are located at 215 New Hampshire Street, and that's in the College Park community. And our other office is downtown 2500 Coons Avenue. That's close to the Soho District.
Right, just brand new business center.
Michigan and Orange, yeah.
Oh, I remember that down there. That's where the
Big Target is.
Yeah, that yeah. Big Target.
Yes,
down
we
there.
Are right behind that Big yeah. Target.
South of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soto area.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Really nice. And you guys, you came to the right place. It's funny that you mention that, because we have a huge West Indian audience that we reach here. We have Lady Diane Taylor. She comes on every
the
spontaneous one every Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday from 7 to 9. And then all day on Saturday, it's Caribbean Saturday. So, man, that's great that you're reaching a huge West Indian audience right now. And that would be great if we could hook up Lighthouse in the West Indian population.
I think that's probably a good sort of jumping off point for another conversation. Sharon, what are the perceptions about blindness and the disabled community within the West Indian community? Have you noticed or observed any sort of either stigma attached, or we want to take care of you, we don't want you to going out of the house and hurting yourself? Does that sort of...
It varies.
You think it varies? Okay.
Yeah, it varies. People who have been exposed and educated to the capabilities of blind and visually impaired people, they have an inclusive attitude where they give you a chance to operate. Then there are still another set of people who maybe feel like you are to be taken care of.
Right.
You need to stay home. And still another set of people among the West Indian community who might also feel that you're a little less than because you have lost your vision.
Right.
And I'm sure that's not unique to that population.
Sure, we see it
all across the board. Recently, I was reading a study that most people, when they are especially low vision, when you're blind, you can't hide the fact that you're blind. But a lot of people who are low vision will tell lies about how much they can see just because they want to fit in. Sometimes on the job, they feel if I let others know that I'm visually impaired, I might lose my job because the boss might feel that I become a liability.
Wow.
So there are a lot of perceptions that we need to break down, and I'm sure that it will come with exposure. We who are blind and visually impaired need to be more involved in our communities, be seen as decision makers, be seen, you know, playing important roles and not just being catered to. That's when that change will come about.
Right. Before we go to the top of the hour, can you give the phone number one more time as to where you can be reached?
407-898-2483.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go to the second hour now, so stay tuned.